the first and foremost thing they do is they follow the training and the policies of their agencies. This is particularly prevalent in the federal law enforcement community. Lots of these lawsuits are brought against people involved in law enforcement or national security or intelligence activities of the federal government. And those organizations within the federal government are very, very good about training their people in a way that helps them stay out of trouble.
When it comes to training, is it fairly basic, or is there specific liability training that law enforcement employees get or other employees at other agencies receive?
Actually, it's both. All federal agencies have very good training programs to take an employee off the street and train that person up so that they can perform the mission of their agency. This is especially so in the federal law enforcement community, for example. They have facilities such as the FBI Academy at Quantico, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center down in Brunswick, Georgia, and others like that. They also have what they call in-service training, which is after somebody is in service, they go back on a regular basis for refresher training. And there is training devoted specifically to the risk of professional liability. We at the Department of Justice provide that training for them. Any agency who wants to can reach out to us, and we'll do that for them.
Are there areas that the Justice Department sees maybe employees make common mistakes in, or common areas where they struggle with, maybe not necessarily mistakes, but they just have trouble either grasping or trip over certain areas?
I can't really say that federal employees trip over certain areas. I can say that there are certain types of lawsuits we see more than others. For example, in the correctional world, there's lots of inmates in federal prison, over 200,000 at last count, and time's heavy on their hands. So they are fond of bringing lawsuits, handwritten kind of things, against people in the Bureau of Prisons. So we see a lot of that, for example. We also see challenges to other forms of federal law enforcement operations. For example, people who are on the receiving end of attention from the federal law enforcement community will make an allegation that their Fourth Amendment rights were violated and that the officers engaged in unconstitutional searches or seizures, that kind of thing.
We'll go back to the risk question for a second. Do most federal employees have to worry about this day in and day out, or is this something that really only comes up under certain circumstances?
Obviously, the risk is there in just about everything the federal employees do. I've been at this 23 years, and I'll attest that the lawyers on the other side are very creative in terms of the lawsuits they bring. But the actual possibility of a federal employee writing a check to somebody is actually very low.
Obviously, probably a good thing for federal employees. But let me ask you about the role of Justice Department. Do you guys defend public federal employees who get sued under certain constitutional issues? Do you guys just provide counsel? Give me a sense of the role of the Justice Department.
Well, by statute, the Attorney General can send any DOJ lawyer into any court anywhere to attend to the interests of the United States. And since the early 1970s, the Department of Justice has taken the position that it is in the interests of the United States for DOJ lawyers to represent federal employees who get sued in their individual capacities. So if you're a federal employee and you find yourself in the unfortunate position of being sued in one of these cases, you can come to us at the Department of Justice, ask us to appoint a DOJ lawyer for you, and if we think that's a good idea, we will appoint one of the 10,000 lawyers on the DOJ payroll to step up and represent you free of charge.
That was actually my next question, if there's any cost to the federal employee. So obviously free of charge is always a good thing. Obviously you guys look at certain things of whether or not you're going to represent that federal employee. Can you kind of give me a sense of what would say yes and what would mean no?
That's true. The decision to represent a federal employee who sued in his individual capacity rests with the discretion of the Attorney General, and he's delegated that down to lawyers below him in the chain of command. And basically, it's a two-part test. The first thing we look at is whether the employee was within the scope of his federal employment at the time he did whatever it is he did to get sued. So if he sued for something he did on the job, that's going to be no problem. If he sued because he's not not making the payments on his car or he's behind in his mortgage, that's a different matter. The second thing we look at is interest of the United States. And obviously, interest of the United States is sufficiently broad to mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But basically, we interpret it in a way so that we stand behind federal employees who get sued in their individual capacity. We realize that this is a matter of great concern to them, and we do everything we can to see to it that they get the free DOJ lawyer.
Can you give me a sense of what that actually means when we say liability insurance? And is there any recommendations that maybe not the Justice Department gives that maybe what things that should federal employees think about if they're going to pay for this insurance?
It is possible for an employee who's worried about this risk to buy professional liability insurance. Remember, as I said a minute ago, if the employee loses, the employee pays out of his own pocket. So the employee can go out and buy insurance for this. It's about $270 a year for $1 million worth of coverage. Under certain circumstances, the agency can pay up to half of that premium. So now we're talking $135, $140 of the employee's own money. If they buy that insurance, they have up to $1 million worth of coverage. And if, God forbid, the case goes against them and there's a judgment entered, the insurance company steps in and picks up the tab.
When it comes to the idea of risk and the role of DOJ and even liability insurance, what's one or two things that federal employees really should keep in mind when they're dealing with this issue of potential legal action and potential liability?
I teach this course all the time for federal managers, and the thing I always say at the beginning is that there are a lot of urban legends about this. You'll sit in meetings and half the people will say, we have to do this or we'll be personally liable. The other half of the people in the meeting will say, we can't do that, we'll be personally liable. And 99% of the time, they're both wrong. The risk to federal employees in this area is actually quite low. The DOJ represents virtually everybody who gets sued. And we're generally successful in bringing these lawsuits to a favorable conclusion so that the employee does not have to pay any money.